building. Financing your future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Jacksonville. I hope everybody is feeling good on this beautiful Saturday morning that God has allowed us to see. My name is Jason Tober, and I am sitting in for Mr. Joseph, Melinda, and Tiffany on today. And I have some very special guests in the room with me this morning. I'll let them go ahead and introduce themselves if you want to go.
Hello, good morning. My name is Cabral McCahan Campbell with Land Coaching and More. We are a career development and professional development organization.
Good morning, good morning. I am Takesha Tilley with Jacksonville's Choice Events, the ultimate experience. I am so excited to be here.
So we are standing in today, like I said, for Joseph, Melinda, and Tiffany because they are over at the Leadership and Finance Seminar, which it starts at 10:30. So you've got just a couple seconds to make it to there. We would love for you to go and check those guys out. Head over there. They're at the UNF. They're at UNF, so go ahead over there and join in all the fun. This segment is definitely brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call at 904-533-6154, or you can also and always visit us on the web at harvestgroupinstitute.com. And before we go any further, I would like to give a quick spotlight on some of our sponsors. The first sponsor is Melinda. You see her and hear her every Saturday morning. Miss Rack City herself. RackCityInspirations.com. Work with a writing coach to get your book published today. Please give her a call. She's so great at what she does. The number is 904-401-6742. And also learn about her New Year's specials and what she can do to get your thoughts onto paper and into a book. Next, we have Mr. Nick Poe over at First Command Finance. This guy knows all things finances. If you need retirement or anything that has to do with your finances, please give him a call. The number is 904-269-8772. Again, that's my friend Nick Poe over at First Command Finance. The next spotlight is for Kids in Capes, Inc. This is a nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping your kids, our children, safe from sexual abuse. This is a great organization. Please get plugged in and go visit them at visitkidsincapesinc.org for all your educational and material information. Get that from them. The next one, we only have a couple more, but the next one is the Chiropractic Injury Solutions over on the South Side and West Side location. Dr. Natalie Blum, her number is 904-300-3114, and her website is chiropractorjacks.com. And last but not least, level up your business image with X Jose, a premier marketing experience for business cards, websites, and more. The website is www.xjose.com. Phone number is 904-316-7119. Whew, that was a lot. That was a mouthful. So now that we got that all out the way, I just want to give you guys another reminder of the phone number here at the radio station. It's 904-296-2251. We want to hear from you. We want to answer your questions. We want to get your comments. Please not just have us talking to ourselves, because we love to talk to you as well. So we've been talking to Joseph and Melinda and Tiffany about kind of what they've already been talking about. And they've been breaking it up into weeks. So the first week, they talked about, you know, kind of what do you want? Talked about knowing what you are after when it comes to finances and the importance of knowing what that is. That was a really great show if you were able to catch that. Then that next week they were asking, what was your why? Why do you want it? What is it about this thing? Is it for personal gain? What's your why? Is it for someone else? Is it for a nonprofit? Is it for the community? There's many different whys, and it's definitely, if you don't know your why, you don't have anything. You have to know your why. So this time we are going to be talking about four ways in reaching your financial goal, or in other words, how to get to the money. So we talked about what you want. We talked about why you want it. Now we're going to be breaking it down and talking about how you want it. Again, feel free to give us a call here at the radio station, 904-296-2251. And we also have some giveaways coming up.
Big deal.
Very, very big deal. Those giveaways, I'll let Takesha tell the first giveaway that we have.
We are so excited. We are doing Jacksonville's Choice Events is presenting the Ultimate Wedding Experience on Saturday, February the 23rd of 2019. We are doing a 2-ticket giveaway. So if you want to win a ticket, you can chime in, either give us a call here at 296-2251, or you can go to our Facebook page, and the first person that we see who likes our page or sends us some information about the Ultimate Wedding Experience, such as our flyer, or just say, I want to go, we will give you one free ticket to the event.
And you have to say, I'm getting in contact with you because I heard you on the radio. If you don't say that, you cannot win.
You cannot win.
And then the next giveaway we have.
Well, I would like to first off say you don't want to miss the wedding experience. I will be there, and I look forward to seeing you all there. And the next giveaway is from Land Coaching and More. It's for our Secure the Bag event.
Ooh.
So we're having a really, really big event named Secure the Bag. And what we'll be doing is talking about how you can secure your bag this year in 2019. Whether you're an entrepreneur, if you work in corporate America, how you can move up that ladder and just really secure what you need. We're going to be giving away 2 tickets also. And call in. I would rather you call in and then we can have a conversation with you and see what your goal is for securing your bag this year. The number to call is 904-296-2251. So definitely chime in.
Good deal. Thank you for all that. One more time, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. You can give them a call at 904-533-6154 or visit their website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. All right, so let's just jump into what the topic is for today, y'all. So we just want to, we're going to just kind of have a conversation. We don't want to make it too heavy or anything. Just we're going to have a conversation, and you guys chime in, comment, whatever it is that you have to add to the conversation. So the first thing that we're going to be talking about within the 4 ways to reach your financial goals is spending purposefully. I think that probably 90% of Americans have a problem with spending purposefully.
Yeah. Guilty.
Yes, I know I'm guilty of it. Personally, business-wise, but we have learned how to spend purposefully, not just spending just because it's something nice or I'm going to need it, or you might not even need it for the next 8 months. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But you might need object A right now, and it'll give you more seed, and it'll provide more fruit of what your business if you get it now as opposed to waiting. So spending purposefully, being able to control yourself. I talk to Takesha a lot, and if you don't mind me being transparent for a moment, any given moment, I could call her up and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Where are you at? She's like, I'm at Hobby Lobby. I'm at any place where she gets her things for what she wants. She said, she'll tell me, child, I got to get out of here. I'm about to get something out. You know, I'm about to, if I stay here too long, I'm about to get something I don't need, but everything is just so pretty.
That's right.
And we had to learn, and I'm sure she has, I'll let her talk about it, where kind of she had to learn how to purposely spend.
Right. You have to be strategic when you're thinking about spending, especially when you have a project that you're working on. You know, you have to really just kind of budget out. Budget your event. I'm going to speak from the event perspective. Budget your event. Budget your project or whatever it is that you're working on, because it's important that you be intentional with the things that you're purchasing or the things that you're doing so that you won't overspend.
Exactly.
You know, because we tend to do that. We'll overspend, and then we're looking like we don't have enough for the next project. So you just have to be strategic when you're planning your event, working on your project, and make sure that you stick to your budget. We all will sway a little bit, but we just have to make sure that we wheel ourselves back in and just kind of go back to that budget and make sure that we compensate for the overspenditure that we did.
Exactly.
With that being said, I'm excited to see all of the great purchases at the wedding experience.
Yeah.
If you're overspending at Hobby Lobby, that could be a great thing for us.
Right. So she brought up a good word, that budgeting word. A lot of times that word kind of scares us because that means I now have a responsibility. I can't get away with what I'm used to being, you know, able to get away with. Now that I have this budget in front of me, how many times have you actually sat down and said, okay, these are my bills every month. This is what I need to do. So therefore, I can't spend over this amount. This is the dollar intake and this is the dollar output. And if your output is greater than your intake, we call that what they call it in the car world is being upside down. And if we never take that time to budget that, then we will always lose. We will always fail at some point. I remember when Cabrera was doing his business launch.
Oh, goodness.
If you don't mind me to be transparent.
I do not mind. Oh, goodness.
So he's like, he's so excited. And you, I get it. It's my business launch. I want it to be so nice. I just want everybody to be there. I want it to be so pretty. I want everything to happen just the way I want it to go. He's like, I'm going to buy this and I'm going to buy that and I'm going to get this and I'm going to hire them and I'm going to do that. He did. What did you learn out of all
I
that?
I learned so much. Oh, goodness. So the words that I literally said out of my mouth was, I don't have a budget.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That was probably the craziest thing I could have said, especially being new, trying to start a business, trying to launch. And then I even went to Jacksonville Choice and said, I don't know what my budget is. Just make it beautiful. So that was my biggest goal, to have this huge launch. And now looking back on it, I'm like, gosh, some of the money I spent on the launch could have actually gone to giveaways, could have gone to getting more updated software and things like that. And so now I'm realizing that I'm having to keep constantly updating things that I could have done instead of worrying about just the presentation of the launch. But it was an amazing launch.
It definitely was that. You paid enough for it to be an amazing launch. So
now I'm spending more intentionally, even with my business and personally. I'm definitely spending more intentionally.
Right. And that's why it's very, very important to be intentional when you're spending for your project. Such as Cabrillo said, you know, you kind of spend and just spend wildly when you don't budget and be intentional with the budget and say, I'm going to outline what it is that I want to do for my project and set goals for those projects. Because if you don't, you will begin to overspend. You'll begin to just spend frivolously and just buying things and buying things. And, oh, this would be nice. And this would be nice to add to the event. But then you have to wheel yourself back in and say, let me pause and think about this, because I have to make sure that I am being strategic again and being intentional with my project to make sure that I'm not overspending and overcompensating where I don't have to.
Right. Because if I spend correctly, I'm not trying to catch up with myself
at
the end of it all.
It goes back to them saying, like, basically, when you have a why, you have fuel to keep going after what you really want financially.
Exactly.
So if it's what you want and you know it's going to grow your money and not hurt you, definitely.
I like the word that you used, Takesha. She said wildly. So let's not spend wildly, but we're going to spend wisely.
That's correct.
I think that should be the mantra for the day. Let's spend wisely and not wildly. One more time, I want to let you know that this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. You can give them a call at 904-533-6154, or you can also always visit them on the web at harvestgroupinstitute.com. So the next thing that we're going to move on to is invest wisely. So that goes kind of hand in hand with what we just got finished talking about. First of all, let's talk about the word invest. The word invest is different from spend. The word invest is different from price. The word invest is different from a cost. Anytime you invest in anything, in the stock market and whatever, it's an investment. And with every investment that you make, there is an expected return on your investment.
That's right, ROI.
Yes. So we use that word strategically, invest wisely. So when investing wisely, it can span over an array of things. Spending wisely, like we said earlier, can mean let me not buy this right now. Let me wait to get it. Or spending wisely is, you know what, this might reap me some fruits immediately, whereas this may not. Maybe I don't need that office space just yet, because I've got, you know, this event that I'm having, and that's going to draw in the money that's going to, you know, give me the down. So investing wisely, and again, investing is when you know you're spending money with the aspect, with the intentional thought that I'm going to get a return on it.
Yeah, and investing in yourself is wise. So as a career coach, it's for me, I'm always telling people, just invest. Make sure that you're doing something that, like we've said, it's going to give you a return on your investment. It's going to invest in your future. Be future oriented whenever you're investing wisely. Make sure that it's not something that's going to harm you in the long run. Do research.
Looks like we... Okay. So, yes, do your research, like Cabrera just said, so that you can know that it will be a wise investment.
That's right.
A lot of people... I posted something on Facebook the other day, and I have... So what Cabrera did teach me when he was spending all his money frivolously for his walk was that at the end of the day, he did know that he needed to look a certain way to his customer so that his customer could take him seriously.
Right.
So he inspired me. We luckily got a caller on the air. Hello, hello. How are you?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for letting me speak. Yes, sir. My name is Shirley.
Hello, Miss Shirley.
And I desire to have a event planning business.
Okay.
And I would like to know, do your organization help with business plans? Because I have the vision, but I don't know how to put things together.
Well, my friend, Miss Shirley, you have definitely called the right spot. And you get, I mean, you could possibly get the best of both worlds, because Mr. Keisha, she already does it. And then my management company is a company that gets small businesses started and off the ground. Actually, Miss Melinda, who we're sitting in for, she gave me the name, the Vision Architect. And that's what they call me. I'm the vision architect. You tell me the vision, we'll put it on paper and we'll build it. And you go ahead and run with the vision. So that is something that we definitely do. If you could take down this phone number that I give you, the number is 904.
Yes, sir.
701-8774. Yes, ma'am. And give us a call, or you can send that phone number a text message as well. That is Tolbert Management Agency, and we would be so happy to see what we can do for you in regards to getting you up and running. How does that sound?
Wonderful.
Good. And because you called in, you have just now won one of the tickets to the Ultimate Wedding Experience.
Wow. Woo!
Yes, you'll get to see the work of Miss Takesha.
You'll really get to see firsthand, actually, what it takes and what goes into all of that. Miss Shirley, I'm going to let you go, but if you can leave a phone number for us, and I don't want you to say it over the air.
Okay.
And I will get somebody to get that number for you right now. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
we look
you.
Forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good deal. That was Miss Shirley. Thank God for her. So again, we're going to let you know that this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Please give them a call at 904-533-6154 or visit them on the web at harvestgroupinstitute.com. Jumping right back into what we were talking about, I think we were talking about investing in yourself. So Cabrera taught me a very, very, very valuable lesson. I had to invest in myself, because you know, you hear people all the time, it don't take all of that. That's you're spending it, you don't have to do all of that. You really do have to do all of that.
Yes.
Even us as customers, if we walked into a place and we were planning to patronize that, there's a certain look that they have to have. Mm-hmm. There's a certain feel that they have to have. And
or
if they look like they're the company, you know, the backyard barbecue company or the company that's out their basement, we're going to look at each other literally while we're still there and say, I don't even know why I'm here.
Exactly.
And walk right on back out. And now, not only did that happen, now we're telling people in the street, don't go there.
So true.
That's right.
So you have to invest in yourself. So if you don't, if for no other reason, you have to do that so that people can take you seriously. How can I take you seriously you don't take you seriously?
That's right.
You don't even take you seriously enough to invest in yourself, and you want me to spend my money with you?
That's right.
You have to invest in yourself. There's no other way.
You said something really good. The street committee, as we called it back in my college days, are your biggest marketers. What they do is what they say is typically what the community goes with. So if I say it's horrible, I'm probably not going to spend my money there. But if I say it's great, then I'm definitely going to spend my money there. So remember to keep your image good.
Right.
And that comes with investing in yourself.
Exactly.
That's one of the biggest investments that you can make.
That's right. That's very, very important to make sure that you are investing in yourself from the perspective of, just as Cabril said, you know, image is everything. Your reputation means a lot. Even surely for you, your business reputation is very, very important, as well as your personal reputation, because your business reputation is a reflection of you, and you are a reflection of your business.
Exactly.
So make sure that both of them tie together so that you are being perceived as professional.
Right.
Upper echelon in every aspect, because God wants us to be excellent in everything that we do. So make sure that your image is both investing in yourself in both ways, from your business perspective and your personal perspective.
Good. The Bible also talks about, I know Joseph and Melinda and Tiffany always talks about how the Bible says to leave something for your children and your children's children.
That's right.
The Bible says that a wise man or a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children.
That's right.
Not just his children's children.
Right.
So if you invest well now, your grandkids, even if you're not even able to see them grow up and see them be whatever it is they're going to be, if you do the right investing now, it will ensure them. They'll give them just one extra step ahead of the game.
That's right.
Moving right along to the third way that you can reach your financial goal is to save. Good Lord Jesus, have mercy.
That's a difficult thing for many, many people.
Yes, it is.
Many people struggle with
that.
But you have to save.
Yeah.
You know, saving for your future, saving for those unforeseen things.
Right.
You know, sometimes we don't have the financial support or the financial reserve, I would say, so that when something comes up, maybe something in your home, a pipe burst, or you need a new roof, or, you know, something as simple as your car tire blows out. Do you have money to have those things fixed, or do you have to go and borrow from someone to do it? You know, so it's very important to be able to save so that you can help not only yourself, but you can even help your children and teach them to save as well, because they need that financial foundation saved so that any unforeseen things happen in their lives, they're able to help themselves. So that goes back to investing in yourself. That's part of investing in yourself. Saving.
Absolutely.
Saving.
Yes.
So when you save, what it does, it keeps you from having to contact the creditors.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
It keeps you from owing Peter.
That's right.
And keeps you from having to borrow from Paul to pay Peter. If you save, is there a percentage of every event that you do? Is there a percentage of every client that you intake? Is there a percentage of everything that you do that's going to the reservoir? Like, is there?
Definitely.
Is there should be a percentage, a calculated percentage, after looking at your budget, after looking at your income, after looking at your output, there should be a calculated percentage that's just always going to the side for the savings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because the more that you see it grow, the more you look to invest in yourself. So you definitely want to watch your savings grow. It's inspirational. It makes you feel good. It's like, oh, I'm doing something right. And
that's
I have
right.
something for later.
Right.
And oftentimes we have an issue with saving because we're looking for tangibles.
That's
good.
Very often we're like, oh, well, if I could just buy this, I could see it every day, or I could feel it. And it's kind of like, you'll have it. But once you purchase things, especially like a car perspective, as he said earlier, it, you just start losing value on it. As soon as you drop the lot, you lose value.
Right.
So
right.
those tangibles aren't going to have the same value that your money has as it sits in your account. So definitely
exactly.
think about that.
Time is quickly getting away from us. We're going to hit our fourth point, which is educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to educate yourself. We're living in a world that is always moving. Whether you're staying still or not, the world is always
mm-hmm.
moving, and it will not wait for you.
That's right.
It is our job to stay abreast on the movement of the world.
That's
that means
right.
getting the updates,
mm-hmm.
checking on your industry
mm-hmm.
Yes. often.
Yes.
What are the current trends right now?
That's right.
When, you know, what's going on? What's happening? What are my competitors
mm-hmm.
charging right now?
Yes. Essentially, just arm yourself with knowledge.
That's it.
Of what it is that you're trying to do. Ms. Shirley, you have to arm yourself. Do a market analysis. See the need. See the trend. See everything that's going on in the industry that you want to come into, which is event planning. So just make sure you do those things. Educate and arm yourself.
Absolutely. So there's a Making Money Easy course that'll be hosted by Harvest Group Institute. This is happening January the 18th, and we need you to give them a call at 904-533-6154 to secure your spot today.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other event that's happening January the 26th, the Secure the Bag event.
Mm-hmm.
All of this ties into what we're talking about.
Yes.
As it relates to money. There's so many different resources out here for the entrepreneur or for the corporate person or for just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we always want to scream that we don't have any resources. I don't know where to go. I don't know who to call.
Right.
When
right.
I was going through that, I wish somebody was there for me. Well,
mm-hmm.
we're letting you know there's people and there's things out here waiting and willing, and they're just waiting at the door
mm-hmm.
literally for you to walk through them. So
right.
stop saying that there's not stuff out here. Stop saying that there isn't any resources.
Right.
Have you done your research?
Have you educated
yourself? That's
that
right.
Exactly.
And self-education is so important. Like, we think school, but there's
right.
YouTube. There's so many other places where you can
mm-hmm.
educate yourself and save you money.
So. Right.
Absolutely. So we've only got a couple more minutes. We're only able to give away a couple tickets, but if you want, you can inbox me, J-A-Y space T-O-L-B. Inbox me, say you heard the radio,
mm-hmm.
and we got some free tickets for you. You can also inbox
Takesha Tilly at Jacksonville's Choice Events, the ultimate wedding experience, and we will give you the next free ticket to the event.
The same for Secure the Bag event. Contact LAND, LAND, Coaching and More on Facebook. Send us a DM, and we definitely have a ticket for you.
So we want to thank all of our sponsors one more time for being a part of this great segment. Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. The number is 904-533-6154. The website is harvestgroupinstitute.com. Then we've got Miss Rack City herself. Woo, woo. My sister, Melinda Rackley at RackCityInspirations.com. She is a working writing coach to get your book published today. Her phone number is 904-401-6742. She's got some New Year's specials going on right now. And then we got Mr. Nick Poe over at First Command Finances. Everything finances, go ahead and give Nick a call. 904-269-8772. Kids Capes Incorporated. They are keeping your kids safe from all sexual abuse. Visit them online. It's visit kidsincapesinc.org. We also have Chiropractic Injury Solutions. Ms. Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. You need your back crack, your toe crack, your earlobe crack, give her a call. She's got you covered. Level up your business image with X Jose, which is a premier marketing experience. The number is 904-316-7119, and the website is www.xjose.com. Last but not least, if you are ready to sell or buy a home, Jackson Real wants to help you. Please get in contact with Luke Lewis at 904-465-0100. It looks like that is our time. Jacksonville, we want to thank you for tuning
thank
in and
you,
listening.
Thank you
so much.
We cannot wait to see you guys later. Have a great day.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.